The following shiur has been presented by Rav Baruch Hirschfeld, Reish Kollel in Cleveland, Ohio, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Erevin Davos. The discussion among the Peskim about making Erevin to be able to carry in big large cities like Manhattan, Brooklyn, London, and Paris depends very much on Pratim mentioned here in Erevin Davos. The Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Keitzad Ma'arvin Derech Rishus Rabim, how can you fix up Rishus Rabim to be able to carry? So one man just says you make a Tzuris of Pesach, L'lechi V'kleira, and one set of Tzuris of Pesach, which is stick and wire on top, the form of the Pesach, and the other one Yama says that you make the losses. Then the Gemara comes up and says in the end, you can't do Ma'ariv Rishus Rabim with the Erev. Come to everybody, the Gemara proves that you have to have Dwasais and nothing else to be Misakim Rishus Rabim. So what then is the Bright Samim? That was the Gemara comes out and says, Amr Yehuda Hochik Amar, Ketzud Ma'arvin Vos from Tawashim Rishus Rabim. Houten and Sakim a modeli, a throughway between Rishus Rabim and different Rishus Rabim. But a real Rishus Rabim and Erev will not work. That's from Skons HaGemara here in Erev Levov and Beis. And the Chavah Pashtun like that in Tzim Shin Samach Dalad, that an Erev made the Tzuris of Pesach cannot be Sakim a real Rishus Rabim. So if you're going to Ma'arev any of our cities with an Erev, it has to be first made not Rishus Rabim, and once not Rishus Rabim in a Torah, then we're able to make an Erev around it. So what's the sign of Rishus Rabim? So Rashi here in Erev Nevov Meral says that to be Rishus Rabim you have to have three conditions. Rashi says Rochiv Tezayin Amot, wide 16 Amots, like the path of the Agolas in the Midbar. Secondly, I think it's Tzim Barchis and Ribli. You have to have 600,000 people walking there very often. And you have to have one straight Rishus Rabim going from gate to gate, to one end of the city to the end of the city. That's Rishus Rabim. So according to Rashi, you need three conditions to be Rishus Rabim. 16 arms wide, used by 600,000 people, and also the fullest a straight two-way Mishal Shahar. Now, in our Rishus Rabims, we definitely have Tezayin Amma. If you take the part used by the cars and sidewalks used by people, there's usually 16 Amma quite easily. It's about 24 to 32 feet. But the question is about Samach Riboy and the Mufulis Mishal Shahar. So Rashi says that since you learn Haitzah from the Mishkan, you must have a Rishus Rabim of 16 amas wide, not less. Also, used by 600,000 people. Now, Tosfos asks on Rashi, how can 600,000? We know in the Midbar, there was only men between 20 and 60, but there were older and younger men, there were ladies and children, not in that count, and they were also there. So how can it say 10,000 to make the Rishus Rabim? And Tosfos says in Rashi that since the ones you know by number are the 600,000, they're the ones that count. And if you learn the number 600,000, three Rishus Rabim. But there's another question on Rashi. If you look carefully in the Torah in Bamidbar, it says the number of Yidden without 700,000, there's 603,550. So how can Rashi say 600,000? So the first can say that in Parshas Bo, when Yidden left Mitzrayim, it says, Sheish Me'ez Aleph, Ragli, Levad Mitov. That doesn't say more than 600,000. Later on, after Mitzvah Shabbos was given, there's a different count and has more. But at the time of Shabbos being given in Moreh and Har Sinai, the only count given to Yidden until about then was 600,000. And from there we learn, it's 600,000. Abel Shainim Adlan Rashi and say that any Rishus Rabim, even less than 10,000, is indeed Rishus Rabim. The Mechaber and Sin Memhei bring this Rashi to Yes Aymrim. Yes Aymrim, that to be Rishus Rabim, that to stick 10,000 people traveling there every single day. So the Bishnabur there says that even though many Rishayim Adlan this Shita, and it's better for a Baal Nefesh to be machmir to call the Shusrav even out to 7,000 people there daily, but still, you can't be moicha against those who rely on Rashi, then the 7,000 people become a Rishus Arabim. Now, there is a big debate among the Poskim. What means 600,000? Does it mean who live in the city, or who use this Rishus Arabim? Which people are counted to this? So, Shulchan Harav, Shin Samach Nimul Sithem Dal, and Chalci in here, and Shin Mem Hei, Sikot Mkotei, seem to say, you look at this street alone. If this street is traveled daily by 600,000 people, it's Shusharavim. If not, it's not Shusharavim. It's well known that the Moshe Feinstein and Moshe Aruchayim Simon Kuflam and Tess argues on this, and he learns chart that you don't look at each street. You look at the whole general area of the city, Yud Beis Mil by Yud Beis Mil, 8 by 8 miles, and if in that area there's Shriach in all the streets of the area, 600,000 people, all those Tittur Shus Rabim, even if on no given street there is 600,000 people, but they all combine from surrounding streets around them to make a Shus Rabim in the whole area. And therefore, Moshe said that Brooklyn, which definitely has in Yud Beis Mil 600,000 people in all streets every single day around the and all streets together, is a Shus Rabim, and air will not work. But he says that 600,000 not in that street, but in the whole general area and all surrounding streets and 7,000. Now, there is a question in Halacha for the people who travel in a car in their own little Shusayokid, are they referred to the 600,000 or not? Going right for sure are, ladies and children for sure are, because once 600,000 becomes the magic number, everybody's mitzvah. But the question is about people in cars. They're going through Shusarabim, but they're in their own little Shusayoch in the car, traveling, and they're separated away from Shusarabim. They're tzarif or not. So if the Mogen of Rome is Mashma, when talks about wagons and boats, that all the people, even if they travel through cars and the wagon through Shusarabim, aren't tzarif for 600,000 to Shusarabim. And then Sharon Moshe also paskins in that same tshuva, but it's good to know that there are poskim Yeshua Smalkoi Simon Chavov and Beis Sefraim Simon Chavov, they both paskin that those who go through wagons or they ask cars will not be in touch with 600,000 Shusharim. This is one part of the issue about 600,000. But Rashi here adds another tonight that you have to have for the Bir Shusarabim Mufulis Mishalashara, straight through from gate to gate. Many people understand Rashi, and Rishon seem to understand Rashi, the Rashi means you have a straight thoroughfare, a straight through way, without any bending or curving, to be a Shusarabim. The Zerua summarizes Rashi and says, you have to have a Shusarabim beli ikum, without any bending. The Rashi explains, because in those days, they would build a city around a big Shusarabim, and go straight through from gate to gate, with head wall, never wall, but the Shusarabim would be one straight area and one big way out of the city, and that's the Istanbul Shusarabim. Nowadays, they don't have such things usually, even though some parkway and big places and highways have bends and curves, not straight through, and therefore not being Shusarabim. Therefore, technically, if you have 10,000 people going there, but not Shusarabim, because it's not the full straight Mishal Shire. Here also, Moshe has a different opinion, and Moshe says that the word mufurs does not mean straight without a bend. It just means unobstructed. No dead ends, straight so you can go one end. Love doesn't have to be straight. As long as it's an uninterrupted straight way to the rest of the city, it is called Shus Rabim. And therefore he holds Brooklyn is indeed the Shus Rabim, and an earth can be made. The other says no. The other ones who argue, they say that it has to be straight in Shalom Shah. It was not straight without a Shus Rabim. Now, there's come to light some new factors since the death of Rav Moshe, which might be Sibbutz Lekula on Brooklyn. Lately, another Talmid Chachamim, in fact, three teams of Talmid Chachamim, went around the shores of Brooklyn, Queens, and they said that the way the banks are built, with big straight cliffs near the water, the whole area is surrounded almost 99% of the perimeter around the Brooklyn, Queens, by the water, is surrounded by mechitzes vertically straight, at least 10 talking high. So it could be that the whole Brooklyn, Queens is indeed Rubai Mukif and might not be Rishus Rabim at all. So it comes out around this sugi of Erevan really involves the whole debate about making Rishus Rabim Erevan in the Rishus Rabim that we have. There's one other factor that's good to know. In some places, I know in Queens, some of the Erevan do this, that they make a makeshift doorway that they close one time a year to show it's more than the Church of Pesach alone. They sort of close the highway with the door and says in the Rechaim, then if you can't do Pesach, the door you can use. So what do? They have like a wire, mesh wire fence in a secluded place in one fifth of the highway, and January 1st, midnight, when very few cars are on the streets over there, they pull out the whole thing with the trust of the police. They put there 15 minutes and leave to go shop, and then they roll back again to check to go through. And they make it somewhat like a Dallas. But that's not the Ikasmach. The Ikasmach is not 7,000 there. This is a debate about Shishlamans Mizan there being Urav with the Erev. And of course, Talat Sakaloch in this case is trying to give a background to the Machlekes, the eighth person says Shishlam what to do.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.